The UAlbany men's lacrosse team scores a goal at a recent game against Capital Region rival Siena, adding to the goal total of the number one offense in all of Division I lacrosse. A big reason behind the team's scoring outburst in recent years is its three All-American players, who share the same last name, Thompson. That would be seniors Miles and Ty, as well as the preseason's Division I Player of the Year, junior Lyle. The Thompson trio's domination began when Miles and Ty decided to attend UAlbany 4 years ago. Lyle, Miles' younger brother, followed the next year. Since arriving in 2011, the Thompsons have taken the Great Danes to another level, including a double overtime victory over national powerhouse Syracuse last season and the program's first berth in the NCAA tournament since 2007. Coach Scott Marr attributes the recent success to his three star players.
They're a tremendous influence on how we play the game and the level that we play at, you know, because they play at such a high level. They really do take our whole team to a next level.
This year, the Danes finished the regular season with a 9-5 record, going undefeated in the America East Conference. The team clinched the top overall seed in the conference tournament by defeating Binghamton 21-7 in the finale. The Thompsons scored 12 of the 21 goals. Lyle and Miles rank first and second, respectively, in points per game throughout all of Division I. Lyle also ranks first in assists per game, while Miles is first in goals per game. The brothers have played the sport together since they were born, pretty much with the cross sticks in hand, and have played with their cousin Ty since they were children growing up on the Onondaga Reservation in upstate New York. Miles Thompson attributes their success to their chemistry.
We just know each other's tendencies so well. That's what makes us, you know each other's moves and where we're going to be at certain spots of the field.
The players use their Native American heritage to their advantage during games.
We use our language, and you know, other teams don't know our language, so we can just say anything and, you know, it helps us get us up. Just like Lyle's name is Dehasanunde, or short for Dejas, and we use that. That means, you know, he's going to backdoor his defender. Because, you know, teams are starting to lock us off, where we kind of use that to help us out.
Against Siena, the three displayed that dominant chemistry, anticipating each other's moves and passes fluidly, resulting in 15 of the team's 19 total goals. After last season, when the Thompsons put UAlbany on the national map, and when Lyle, after finishing 1 point shy of tying the record for most points in a season, was a finalist for the nation's top player award, there was a lot of pressure on the trio to deliver again this season. Ty Thompson said the three did not let that affect their game.
I think, yeah, there was definitely pressure at the beginning of the season, but teams are going to try to stop us, and we just play through that, and we play the game how it's supposed to be played and just have fun.
And that's exactly what they did this season. They were responsible for 57% of the team's goals, leading the Danes to average 16 goals per game. All three of the Thompsons scored at least one goal in every game this season. Their success on the field has drawn national attention to the trio's heritage, including coverage in the New York Times and ABC News. They have become symbols within the Native American community. Lyle Thompson says they have embraced that role.
Being a role model for the Native American community, it's huge for me, and that's kind of the road I like to go towards, is, you know, just helping out our younger generations as much as I can, because, you know, there isn't too much kids going off to college.
The players made a bold decision when they decided to attend UAlbany. Although the program was on the rise, historically, it had not seen as much success as other major programs, like Johns Hopkins, Duke, and nearby Syracuse, where Miles and Lyle's older brother Jeremy played, and other Onondagas have gravitated over the years. Lyle Thompson has no regrets about the decision to follow his brother and cousin to the state capitol, and it has worked out as UAlbany has become a nationally recognized program, finishing the regular season ranked 15th in the nation according to the NCAA Men's Lacrosse Ratings Percentage Index.
I'm completely satisfied with this decision, you know. To be here and be playing it and, you know, competing at a high level and succeeding, you know, it makes me feel, you know, like I am at the right place.
UAlbany Athletic Director Dr. Lee McElroy is also happy with the Thompson's decision and said the university has every intention of furthering the relationship with future Native American athletes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, coach is already looking at juniors, rising sophomores already who are very talented, and they're looking at us because of the success that Miles and Ty and Lyle have had here.
By finishing the regular season on a 6-game winning streak, UAlbany clinched the number one seed in the America East tournament. McElroy said the program has its sights set on winning the conference title for a second year in a row and making it back to the NCAA tournament.
Now, our next goal is to win America East. And after we win America East, anything can happen. And that means we can go all the way.
Lyle Thompson said just reaching the NCAA tournament won't be enough this time around.
We want to go into a tournament and, you know, go deep and make it to a national championship, not just, you know, get to where we did last year.
The trio and the rest of the team will begin that journey at 7:30 tonight when they take on Stony Brook in the semifinals of the America East Tournament on Long Island. Reporting from Albany for WAMC News, I'm Dylan Buckley.